We're talking today with Dean Tom Kuhn, of course, Oklahoma State University's Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources. Dean, big day for you here at Oklahoma Youth Expo. It's OSU Day, and a great opportunity to engage all these potential students of the Stillwater campus.
Well, it really is, Ron. We so appreciate all the work that goes in to make this event happen, because it really does give these youth some tremendous opportunities. And what I especially like about it is that we're here for the whole 13 or whatever days it is. Involved, our faculty are here. We've got students here through the OALE program, and we've got, you know, a lot of others involved. And so every day, these young people are encountering someone wearing orange and an OSU or a Dassner Triangle or something like that. So they get that exposure. But it's really nice to have today to say, okay, now let's think about college as well. You may be 8, 9, 10 years old. That's fine. We're interested in you, and we hope you're interested in us. And the truth is, we do want them to come to OSU. But more importantly, we want them to see that college is a part of their career path, and that's their key to success. If they come to OSU, that's great. We love it. But even if not, or if they start at NEO or Connors, one or two of our sister schools, or maybe Redlands or one of the others, and then come to OSU, that's fine too. And sometimes that makes the adjustment a little easier financially and socially as well. So we just want them to see that, you know, connecting with a college, it's more than football. It's about your life. It's about your career and the opportunities that you're going to have.
I know that so many scholarships are handed out at this event and other similar events type, the district shows and everything else right on down the line throughout this livestock show segment of agriculture. But they've got those dollars that they can use to help them get to Stillwater.
Isn't that great? You know, I mean, so, of course, that there's a self-interest in saying that, but also everywhere you go, these young people are encountering that concept that, you know what, a college education is going to be a great opportunity, a great investment for you. So we believe that enough that we're willing to put money behind that and recognize the hard work you put into this animal that you've developed and so on. You see it at a 4-H Roundup, you know, with the state awards we have there and the scholarships that go along with those. So really, we just have a consistent message across this state to young people that if you're interested in this kind of stuff, you really need to be thinking about what's your post-high school career and how much of that's going to involve college.
I was sitting with a couple that got a son that's thinking about, you know, his future, not involved in agriculture at all, and she said, you know, he came back from a career day and said, I want to go into ag engineering. He said, what is that? So there's a lot of, you know, and obviously there's a lot of ways that they can find great ways to plug themselves in as far as the job market is concerned if they go that route.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the beauty of our biosystems and ag engineering degree program is that it's a broad engineering degree. And so they may have an interest in electronics. Well, you know, there's all kinds of opportunities for electrical engineering in agriculture today with precision ag and so on. Maybe it's mechanical. Well, you know, certainly there's all kinds of new opportunities we have with materials, you know, to build better gizmos for the work that we do in agriculture. Maybe it's in natural resource, you know, and environmental engineering. Managing the waste that comes from livestock production facilities or designing conservation strips in your fields and so on. So, you know, that's all under biosystems and ag engineering. And so young people can kind of keep their options open and not specialize immediately into, well, I'm going to go into mechanical or I'm going to go into electrical. Now, this allows them to cover that spread.
Let's talk about where we are with the College of Agriculture as far as the kind of the state of where you are. You've obviously had another great year as far as the number of students. How are things going?
Well, I think we're continuing to see that trend expand. So, you know, our admissions process this year, everything indicates that we're probably going to have another really good freshman class coming in terms of, well, quality, but also the number of students coming in. And we're kind of running against the norm. If you look around us at some of the other states, neighboring states, they're seeing declines in enrollment. And OSU is not seeing that decline, and Kasner certainly is seeing an increase in enrollment year on year, 5 to 7% per year. So, you know, we're doing something right here. We're attracting young people from Oklahoma. We're attracting young people from across the country, and it makes it easy to get up every day and go to work.
What are your challenges? I know we've talked before about some of your visions, and I know a lot of this has to do with money these days.
Yeah.
But where are we on trying to accomplish some of the things that you want to do in the big picture?
Well, money can cover a lot of mistakes, and money can make work a lot easier. But you know what? Who has an easy job in agriculture? My perspective is, look, there are things that we need to do and that we can do to make us even better in our research, in our extension, and in our academic programs. We need to get all about that. And whether we have as much money as we had last year or not, I mean, it makes it more difficult. And I don't want to sound like I'm unrealistic. There are limits to what we can do. But we also have pretty creative minds. That's the beauty of being in a university. And so let's figure this out. Let's figure out, how do we use technology and extension? How do we advance our research initiatives with the resources that we have? And we've got the kind of faculty that really get excited about that.
I know that some of the capital needs of the University of Dasner, of the Division of Ag, as far as research and the extension area, as well as the teaching area, all starts right there on campus.
It does. And, of course, we've done our study and found that, not unlike a lot of other land-grant universities, we've got a lot of research facilities that are just out of date. And so we've got a big task ahead of us to replace those and have the kind of facilities that are going to help us attract the best scientists to do their research here in Oklahoma and serve the needs of Oklahoma agriculture, food, and natural resource industry. So, I'm kind of taking an all funds approach. You know, there certainly is a big role for philanthropy, and OSU's been very successful with our benefactors helping us build things. So I'm looking at that, but also, you know, there's a role for the federal government. The administration has come out with this infrastructure program and says it has a keen interest in rural infrastructure. I'm all for that. And you know what? Agricultural research is a part of rural infrastructure. So I know the secretary's comments I read them already. He testified to the Senate committee today and didn't say what I wanted him to say, but that doesn't mean that we're done. So I think there's an opportunity for federal funds there. I think there's an opportunity, a case to make to the state that, you know what, this is core to the state's industry, our economy, and OSU is the center of where we do agricultural research. So how about a state investment in this as well?